Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington. New downtown project aims at easing navigation and traffic congestion.
Nashville's new federal courthouse is now open.
Plus, Metro Nashville is sending mixed messages as the mayor's office releases their budget recommendations through mid-2023.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Nashville Department of Transportation,
which is relatively new,
so they need information.
Yeah, it's only about a year old, everybody. So happy birthday to the I actually don't know when the birthday was, but yeah,
they need to gather their new entity. They need to gather some information. According to News Channel 5, the Nashville DOT wants you to weigh in on ways to make traffic a little easier to manage downtown. We don't know how to do it. We want you to tell us.
You tell us, because this is not what we're getting paid for.
According to News Channel 5, the whole point of this is to improve mobility and tackle traffic congestion in the area. I'd hope so. But also some of Metro Center, East Bank, North Nashville, and the Gulch.
The first thing, this is not in the thing that we're about to talk about, but the first thing is stop shutting down roads for all of the construction. Like, do that at nighttime.
That's not gonna happen. In News Channel 5 article, they talk about this kind of new project called Connect Downtown. They just did a breakdown of how many people are in the area. Connect Downtown, it's a partnership between the Nashville Department of Transportation, WeGo Public Transit, the Tennessee Department of Transportation, and the Nashville Downtown Partnership.
This is a lot of entities.
Also, you would think with all of those entities involved, they wouldn't have to ask us, hey, what do we need to do? They would know. You guys know what we need to do.
They would know.
Sync up the traffic lights.
Yes.
That's
teach
it.
People how to do use a roundabout.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, sync up the traffic lights, enforce the people who are running the red lights downtown.
Uh-huh. Definitely give them tickets.
That's about it, I would say. And ticket the people who are jaywalking downtown.
That's almost impossible. Yes. But they literally can be. We're going to later on in this episode talk about the budget for fiscal year 2023. Yeah, very fun conversation. They could pay for the entire budget by just charging people for jaywalking.
Oh, for sure.
Hands down.
So the timeline for all of this ends in February and March of 2023, when there will be a final action plan. And so how can you tell them what to do and how can you help? Well, they have a survey for you to take, and we'll show that here for those watching and for those listening. We'll kind of describe what this survey has in it.
So if you want to take this survey and you want to participate, it's connectdowntown.nashville.gov. And the first page is going to show you a picture of Nashville, and then it's going to scroll back and forth. And so then you go to transportation challenges, and it's going to give you a few things. So it's going to have options like walking, driving, biking, riding transit, scootering, ride hailing.
I cannot believe they
truck
have
delivery
in there.
And so basically what they do
is they have truck delivery in
they
there.
They do. So they basically took all of downtown Nashville, Germantown, parts of the East Bank, and it looks a little bit like South Nashville into Midtown. And I get to drop one of these things. So I'm just going to drop a scootering on Broadway. And then you have this opportunity.
What if an error message came up when you did that?
You can't That'd scooter here. But you have an opportunity to select why you're scootering: for work, home, school, entertainment, dining or shopping, or passing through downtown. And then you have another opportunity, hard to cross street. You get to choose why scootering in downtown Nashville was so difficult. So that's the second page of this. Then you have transportation priorities. So basically you get to choose your top five in order of what you want to see with this new Connect Downtown. And then you have transportation opinions. And this one may be really fun to get into.
Nice. So they have a section for each,
yes.
It looks like.
So driving, biking, cool. Transit, scootering. I kind of want to just give one stars to everything.
So if you want to give one star to everything, or if you want to contribute to this, we have...
Please send me a screenshot.
Yes. Send us a screenshot. Tag us on Instagram at xplr.nash. The handle is right there on the screen. You can also just let us know what you think about the transportation in downtown Nashville in the comments. In this area of interest, sits, you might see a new building close to the National Library or Oscar's Taco Shop. Actually, there's a new coffee shop over there we need to check out as well.
Oh, yeah.
Now the new federal courthouse has officially opened with style as well. According to the Nashville Post, the new Fred D. Thompson U.S. Courthouse and Federal Building officially opened. This was Friday of last week after several days of partial operations and years of planning, design, and construction. It's at 719 Church Street after decades of being just several streets down the road on Broadway. The new building has already been christened with its first protest as hundreds of pro-choice advocates gathered Tuesday morning. This was, let's see,
last when week
was or Tuesday... This... Of last week. I wanted to make sure I got the weeks right. Tuesday of last week, following the release of the Supreme Court draft.
You know, it's pretty funny. I've driven by this new courthouse multiple times.
Sure.
I've walked near it.
I've
interacted on the outside of this building. They have a larger space for protests at this building than the other location, which the old federal courthouse.
Like there's like a... The building,
and then there's like
sidewalk,
greenway, Broadway. yeah, and then this new space has a space.
It has the proper space.
But the other federal courthouse has been there since 1952.
Wow. Okay. This property mentions here in the Post, the Church Street area had been eyed as a possible location for the new courthouse for at least 20 years. Which is crazy.
That's how long things in the government take.
if you've noticed that, it is operational now, and wonder what will happen with the old location.
I think it's going to be demolished and turned into a skyscraper.
Most likely. Probably a lot of places that have eyed the First Baptist area.
Yeah.
And realize that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, no one's getting that.
Is now they can turn their eyes to the old courthouse.
But what I'm hoping is in this new skyrise, quotation marks, is there's going to be some really good Nashville restaurants in the base of that building.
It'd be great.
And we have to talk about a few Nashville restaurants today. I had the opportunity to go to the Chef and I last week, and I will be honest... it was one of the best restaurants I've ever had, probably in my entire life.
That's awesome.
It was a 5-course meal. The group I was with, they rented out the private room. It was the last event at this location in the Gulch before they moved to the new location in Midtown.
Are they moving or expanding?
They're moving.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, because there's going to be a big skyscraper going up in the Gulch at their location. It was a 5-course meal, and the first course was this roasted cauliflower with like this goat cheese cracker thing. It was fantastic. Mm. The second course was like a caprese type salad, so it was a large tomato with mozzarella cheese on top.
So let me stop you there.
Yeah.
Is this from the... From what I've heard, the chef and I, there's somebody preparing it in front of you. Was that the case?
Yes.
With this event?
Yeah.
How far away were you from the chef?
Like 10 feet.
That's awesome. So you get to see him cook everything.
Yeah, you could sit there and watch them cook.
Chat with them. But that's really cool.
So I chatted with two people, the two of the chefs, and that second course was fantastic. And then we had some like deconstructed salmon type thing that was fantastic.
Mm.
And then the fourth course was like this steak potato type situation that was amazing. It was like rare steak. And then for dessert, it was like this graham cracker pecan chocolate bar that was out of this world delicious.
Wow.
So that's hands down, one of the best places I've ever eaten at.
So just down the street, I went to Party Fowl on 8th.
Literally, they're like... next to each other.
So it was an interesting experience because that Party Fowl, I was prepared to, like I have in the past, pull in and they valet. Mm-hmm. Well, they've lost some parking lot because of the construction in the gulch.
They lost a lot of parking lot.
So they don't valet anymore.
Oh.
So I pulled into there. I was like, where's the valet? They're like, we don't do that anymore. There's a spot like way over there. And it was in their like kind of disheveled parking lot.
Yeah.
So I like squeezed myself into a non-parking space, but everybody parks in a non-parking space there. As long as you can make sure that everybody else gets out. So I did that, and had to, it took a long time to get out cause somebody else had parked that blocked everybody.
Okay.
So that was interesting. I got the hot chicken po' boy.
Nice.
And the skillet mac and cheese, mm-hmm. which was interesting as a side. It's not served in a skillet. It was served in like a small metal bowl.
Oh,
a little disappointed there.
That's unfortunate.
For a skillet mac and cheese, but that's okay. It's still really good. The po' boy, the flavor was fantastic. The only interesting thing that I don't know if it was on there last time. It's been a long time since I've had the hot chicken po' boy. It seemed to, and I got it medium. It seemed to have some kind of buffalo sauce on top of it. Not like on top of the entire thing, but on top of the hot chicken.
I tasted
a lot more buffalo sauce than I normally would on just regular hot chicken items.
So the bottom of the po' boy, chicken.
Yeah.
Buffalo sauce.
Yep.
Pickles,
yep.
Po' boy,
yep.
Or the sandwich,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah. So it was very interesting. It didn't have that normal hot chicken flavor because of that. Hmm. The buffalo sauce almost felt like it kind of took it away.
Was it Frank's Red Hot?
No, I mean, I don't know what it was.
Okay,
but it had that buffalo sauce flavor to it, which is not existent in Nashville hot chicken flavors. So it was very interesting. Still really good, but I didn't get to taste as much of the Nashville hot chicken flavors I usually do.
Hmm.
So
that's unfortunate news, man.
I know. Interesting experience. I'll just
especially
have to,
the parking situation.
I know. Took a long time to get out.
Literally, you and I have said for the last 3 weeks when we're driving by that location, how much longer can Party Powell survive with all of that development happening in the Gulch?
I know. Not for much longer. All right. We've got some fun Nashville adventures coming your way with Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorers Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to kayak or paddleboard on Percy Priest Lake. It is 80 and sunny today. It's going to be a nice day. This is right before the time before the humidity gets really bad here in Middle Tennessee.
It's creeping in. You can definitely feel it, but if you're on the water and you can taste it and drink it. But if you're by the water and you get to, you know, kind of dip your toes in or just accidentally fall in.
Accidentally
fall in. And cool down a little bit, then that can help mitigate that burn that you're going to get in the sun. But Nashville Paddle Company, they are located. Remind me the name of the park.
Hamilton Creek.
Yeah, that's right, Hamilton Creek Park. It's a metro park. It's right along Percy Priest, right on the shore there. They have a great shoreline. It's not like a big sand shoreline, but they have a great shoreline. You can rent paddle boards. You can rent, I believe, some small kayaks.
Yep.
Or you can just swim in that area. It's a fantastic place to go to really get your water fix. If you don't want to do the whole thing of renting a canoe, lugging it on your car, taking it out to a river or anything, you just want something simple and relaxing, then I would try Nashville Paddle Company over there in Hamilton Creek. It's a great place, and Percy Priest is actually pretty calm over that way.
Yeah, I think we filmed a video last summer of me trying to paddleboard, and I think that video needs to come out here soon.
We may.
I think we need to introduce that here on the podcast. So over sometime in the next few weeks, that footage is coming of me paddleboarding.
Yeah,
and I may have accidentally fallen in a couple times.
Just once or twice.
Yeah, maybe like six.
All right, so get your water fixed, get your sun fixed over at Nashville Paddle Company, the Hamilton Creek Park of Percy Priest Lake. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code NASHVILLEDAILY to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to screenthreads.com.
Okay, so we are going to be talking about some financial things over the next few minutes, but don't worry, it's not boring financial stuff. It's great and drama-filled, so buckle up.
There's a lot of drama.
grab a drink, so much so like we won't be able to cover it all today, but there's a few things that we want to point your attention to that we've seen and that others have seen as we are headed into the new fiscal year. And the Metro Council in June is going to be voting on our 2022-2023 budget, which goes from July of 2022 to the end of June 2023. And as we were preparing for this episode, one of the things that you want to pay attention to is what the mayor's office puts out. So essentially the mayor's office puts together a presentation and presents where they want their financial priorities to be.
This may be different than the finance director of the city.
Correct. And then the financial director has a budget and then sends that to Metro Council.
And then the council may have their own budget.
Correct.
Never know.
So these are kind of the layers that we see here. And obviously the mayor doesn't sit down and think of all these numbers by himself. There's a lot of people working behind the scenes to kind of put these numbers together. But the mayor has an agenda as far as priorities. So this is something very interesting that I noticed when I was reading into the mayor side of things. I wanted to take it one layer at a time because mayor's the first layer in that sense is sent to everybody, and even you and I as the public have access to see where this is going. And so we're going to page, this is page two, I believe, right?
This is page four.
Page four.
Of the mayor's proposed or recommended budget for fiscal year 2022 to 2023.
So I'm going to put your laptop here on the screen so everybody can watch if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or Mars, wherever you're watching from.
Or NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Or our website. These are a small list for current state challenges as we enter fiscal year 2023. This is, again, coming from the mayor's office. If you look at these boxes on the left side, there it says fiscal year 2023 management challenges and opportunities. So we see, I'm just going to list off what it says here.
And there are a couple of different colors, so I don't know what those colors mean.
I don't know. So it says demands from growth, number one, and these aren't like ranked or anything. They're boxes, so I'm giving them numbers. Number two, fiscal challenge impacts. Number three, pandemic impacts. Number four, increased innovation. Number five, greater collaboration. Number six, fiscal year 2022, increased funding. Number seven, talent at all levels of government. I don't know where I'm at. Number nine, hiring and staffing. 10, supply chain challenges. And the next one, or in the last one, it says is inflation.
It has its own box.
It does. It has its own box. So these are a lot of things that are priorities for the administration and the challenges they face. And you know, to me, what that said was, hey, we're going to use our dollars in the mayor's office to prioritize those challenges that we see here. At least that's what I thought of. That makes sense to me.
But if you scroll down,
yeah, so
it may be a different story.
So we're going to this next page here. And I saw principles for the fiscal year 2023 operating budget. And I saw, and I'll read it to you here in a second, really nothing to address those challenges that were mentioned just one page earlier. So I'll read what this says. Principles for fiscal year 2023 operating budget. Directed at meeting the most critical issues facing our city, particularly in education, safety and justice, affordable housing and homelessness, and fundamental services. We proposed investing our scarce resources the budget increased, but scarce resources.
Scarce.
Invest in our children's future and keep our neighborhood safe. Seek opportunities to your growth to further a city that works for everyone. Why would that even be like that's just an interesting statement, because why wouldn't that be the case? Ensure continuity of and improvements to fundamental municipal services.
Like
and,
trash.
Yes. Advance the performance and equity of our government with our investments. So the interesting thing is, I would say most of that statements, those statements that I just read, don't necessarily seem to address the issues.
So I'll scroll back up to the challenges
that we're facing, the current state and the challenges and opportunities such as inflation, such as gathering talent, such as supply chain challenges, such as making sure we have increased innovation, making sure all the issues of the pandemic impacts were there. I'm actually surprised to see that there wasn't more from the tornado recovery even mentioned there, because I think there's still some efforts to make sure that all of that is taken care of. Demands for growth. This page in that page following don't seem to mesh too well, and I just thought that was very interesting and really kind of had these mixed messages going into this proposed kind of priorities for the mayor. Is it seems the rest of this is focused on the things that he mentioned in his State of the Metro address.
Yep.
Which makes sense. But then, you know, are any of the challenges from those boxes that we saw earlier being addressed here in this budget? I just saw that as a little bit of a mixed message. And so I won't dwell on that much longer, but I just thought that was a very interesting way to start off the mayor's budget presentation.
So that was just two pages of the 30 pages. If you want to see all 30 pages, head to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. It's in the show notes. Okay, so now the next report that we're going to, this is from the financial director of the city of Nashville. And they have, this is where the numbers come out. This is where you're really seeing some of the big numbers. And this is page 18 of the fiscal year 2023 recommended budget summary of proposed budget dash all funds. And so for 2022 approved budget for general operating costs, it was about $1.2
billion. $1.27.
Yeah. For 2023, it's recommended that we need to increase that $200 million, and that's going to be $1.45 billion. That's just a lot of money.
So you can see the increase year over year for some of these things. The Nashville Public Schools operating, you can see, looks like has just under $100 million additional dollars for the 2023 recommended year. Tax-supported debt service is
about $50 million.
Added more to that. Special revenue it has increased. Internal services increased. Enterprise has increased. Water and sewer has increased as well. And so we see a total of about, I believe, just over $600 million in this, if I'm reading that correctly, for the fiscal year 2023 recommended budget for all funds.
So I actually think they had a number incorrect. Because on another report I was seeing is for the 2022 approved, it was $4.6 billion.
Well, I think that's the interesting thing is that there are so many different angles to these budgets, so many subsections, that I think we will see a lot of different numbers in the fiscal year 2022 to 2023 budget because there are so many different subsections. I think we'll see different numbers across the board. So, for example, if you scroll down to that page right there, recommended fiscal year 2023 says 2.96. So we see a lot of different numbers because I don't think they're including all of these different fields.
Yeah. Okay.
In here for these budgets, that all funds is a little bit different than the recommended fiscal year 2023 budget. That 2.96 billion that we're going to see there.
So there is an increase from the 2022 to 2023 fiscal year budget, and that's a 12.1% increase. I'm not exactly sure what this new number or this new revenue is, but it's $319.6 million. So is that new revenue coming in from hotel tax, or is that new revenue coming in from new properties that are developed and that property tax goes to that? So I'm not exactly sure how that numbers.
I think it's yes. I think that's the answer. Okay. It's just increased revenue over the last year. So we have $319.6 million in new revenue compared to last year. So if we do see an increase in those numbers, then we also have new revenue to spend.
Yes.
Is kind of what it's saying.
So there's one more page I wanted to show from this one. This one's 36 pages, and we're only showing 3 pages. And so this is fiscal year 2023 recommended budget tax-supported funds. So where the money comes from, this is page 20. So property taxes. 54% of revenue comes in from property taxes, and that's $1.6 billion.
Wow. That's huge.
That's a lot. Yeah, and then it's showing a dollar bill. If you're listening to this podcast,
$100 bill.
It's showing a $100 bill, and it has over 54% of the percentage in blue over the $100 bill.
So, 20% of this budget is coming from local option sales tax. Almost 15% is coming from grants and contributions, and all other revenue is just over 11%. They're very, very simple breakdown in those numbers there.
So there's a few things from the Nashville Business Journal that they point out. If you want to get lost in all of these recommended budgets, we have that in our show notes, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com, or you can head to our YouTube channel, explore.nash, and you could read some of those. But this is a few of the highlights or things that the Nashville Business Journal has talked about. So a new one-year economic development contract with the Chamber at its current $175,000 amount. This is the lowest it's been in 31 years. Metro has hired the Chamber to recruit companies and entice business expansions. We're going to cover that more sometime next week.
Yep.
Because that's a really interesting dynamic that's happening right now.
Yes. There's also going to be, and this is coming from Cooper's proposal specifically that the Business Journal is talking about. There's a need for 19 new roles at the planning department.
Which two of the people from the planning department just left.
Yeah.
To go to the private sector.
And 35 new roles at the codes department. Both of which bear most of the government strain caused by Nashville's unyielding real estate construction boom. So hopefully things get approved at a much faster rate.
Yeah,
with more roles at the codes department.
It's really interesting because I've heard from some business owners, they're saying it's taking 9 months to get codes for residential stuff.
Yeah, and get approved. Yeah. Approvals take a while as well. So hopefully those help increase the productivity of everybody there. 45 new positions at NDOT, National Department of Transportation, and a $10.4 million funding increase for WeGo Public Transit. Also, an estimated property tax rate of $3.252 per $100 of assessed value in the urban services district, which would be a 1% decline from current rates.
Interesting. An $18 an hour minimum wage for all full-time Metro jobs, and $20 million of Metro funds to increase the number of affordable housing units, as well as routing $30 million of federal pandemic aid toward that aim.
And I believe in the fiscal year budget, they mentioned that there is no federal aid from that last year that came in,
yep,
from the CARES Act or anything like that inside of the budget. So anytime you hear that mentioned, that is outside of the fiscal year 2022 to 2023 budget.
Yeah.
So there's a few of the priorities coming from the mayor and coming from Nashville. Just one note from News Channel 5, they interviewed Councilman at Large Bob Mendez. He is also on Metro's Budget and Finance Committee. And so he says that the growth of this budget is more than previous years, and we should view that as a correction after COVID. The growth over the last couple of years has probably been less than what has really been going on just because we've had the uncertainty of COVID. Bob Mendez also was critical of some things in the budget proposal, which he called little more than a press release. It continues to say things I don't like is the budget seems reactionary and the process is very chaotic. It's reactionary, especially on homelessness spending. This administration has really overseen sort of a disaster in losing many of the employees managing homelessness.
Yep.
So it's very interesting. I wonder if some of the council members think similarly, like there are mixed messages coming out of the administration for the budget.
That's what the conversations on Twitter and Reddit and everything are saying. But if you want to get deep into the weeds, you can. There's a lot of resources on our website, NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And if we bored you to tears talking about fiscal budgets and all that stuff.
If we had a drinking game, what word,
man,
what word would have sent you over the edge for this one?
Budget would have sent me over the edge.
Dollars. $2 for me.
Billions of dollars. Definitely sent me over the edge.
Yes. All right. Let us know what you think in the comments for this. More to come next week. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.